Thank you, Sarah. Now to our final batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include 40 challenges for a local teacher, speeding drivers, a court, and a cash crisis for Saul Park. But first, the tale of Puss in Boots.
It was, by any standards, a daring rescue operation. As any owner will tell you, cats and water are not a happy mix. Add in sharp claws and an inflatable dinghy, and the ingredients are all there for a disaster. Yet it all ended happily after passers-by managed to save a cat which had become stranded in the middle of the River Wensum in Norwich. The animal was spotted by cyclist Becky Steele on the base of a footbridge just off Higham Street. She alerted Stephen Hawkes and Danny Mealy, who were nearby preparing to try out their new dinghy. They paddled out, picked up the cat and got her ashore. The RSPCA, who had been summoned to the riverbank, took her to a nearby vet. A scan showed that she was microchipped and revealed to be Claudia, age 3, who had been missing for 15 months. Her owners were traced and within hours they were reunited.
Calls have been made for action to be taken to slow down traffic on a stretch of road in Norwich. Some householders on the stretch of Earlham Road between Five Ways and Earlham Police Station say heavy goods vehicles rumbling past are causing their homes to shake. A meeting over the issue was held last year, and Green City Councillor Sandra Bogelein said this is a long-running issue which has worsened through multiple developments in the city to the point where houses are shaking, causing sleeping difficulties for residents. But Alan Waters, leader of Norwich City Council, said data drawn up by officers showed traffic volumes had fallen marginally in recent years, and the proportion of lorries was less than would be expected on such a road. He said, as the facts show that the traffic situation is no worse and in fact no better on Earlham Road than any other comparable roads, it would seem remiss to promote improvements at this location over other areas with greater need.
Almost 40 drivers were caught speeding at between 90 miles per hour and 106 miles per hour on Norfolk's roads during a police crackdown, while another motorist was reported for using both hands to eat a salad while behind the wheel. The roads policing team, made up of marked and unmarked police cars and motorbikes, also caught drivers on mobile phones, motorists without insurance, and motorcyclists who did wheelies while passing a crash scene. The region's roads policing team caught more than 10 drivers travelling between 90 and 100 miles per hour on the A47 in just an hour. In total, 38 drivers were reported for speeding at between 90 miles per hour and 106 miles per hour on roads with a 70 miles per hour limit, and 3 were caught during about 90 miles per hour in a 50 miles per hour zone. 6 people were not wearing seat belts, a dozen were spotted using their mobile phones while behind the wheel, and a string of tyre offences were reported. It comes just days after a Freedom of Information request revealed that more than 110,000 drivers were caught breaking the speed limit in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire last year.
A teacher is to commandeer a battle tank as part of a fundraising challenge to celebrate 40 years at an infant school. Mary Beattie has set herself 40 different quests to complete in just 4 months to mark the milestone and to raise money for charity. They involve everything from running 40 laps around Lodge Lane Infant School in Old Catton, where she has taught since 1976, to playing the organ for 4 hours. But next month, she will be taking on one of her most exciting challenges yet, when she gets behind the wheel of a 7-ton tank. Mrs. Beattie of Horsford said, "My husband has 2 military vehicles, and one of them is a very large tank with tracks. When I was putting all these things together, I thought I needed something that is a bit different. It will be brought out, and I will get in it with my husband, Mike, who will explain what to do. I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. The combat vehicle, reconnaissance tracked Sabre tank, is stored at the Norfolk Tank Museum in Fawnsett St. Peter. She plans to drive it for the first time under her husband's guidance for 4 minutes around the museum's off-road course. The reception teacher, who started her 40 challenges in January, has until the end of April to complete it. Other events still to come include a 4-mile canoe trip down the River Bure in Buxton and swimming 40 lengths of an Olympic pool in Stratford. She hopes to finish the challenge by gathering all of the children at her primary school to spell out the number 40 on the field. The overall aim is to raise at least £1,000, which will be split between East Anglia's children hospices and the school.
Five generations of a man's family were present to wish their amazing patriarch a happy 100th birthday. Centenarian Ralph Burrell celebrated the milestone with a party at Alfred Nicholls Court, Norwich, where he lives in sheltered housing. Mr. Burrell said, "I've had a contented life. I couldn't wish for a finer bunch of people to have around me." Mr. Burrell has one daughter, two grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren. But the youngest person at the celebration was 4-year-old Ralph Freeman, who was named after his great-great-grandfather. Sheriff of Norwich, Beryl Blower, was also there to wish Mr. Burrell well. Mr. Burrell also received a message from the Queen and was presented with a cake decorated with an old photograph of himself from his army days.
A city high school is planning a cull of senior and support staff just months after becoming an academy in a bid to avoid a £500,000 deficit next year. Saul Park Academy, which joined the Right for Success Trust in September, blamed its financial difficulties on falling pupil numbers and mistakes in calculations made by Norfolk County Council in the run-up to its conversion. The council said that it is working with the trust to address the concerns, but said it had acted in good faith.
That's all from James and me. Now it's over to Marnie Meakin and Richard Matthew for the next part of Chatterbox.